Think of New York City and you probably think of skyscrapers. New ones go up regularly. Modern engineering makes it possible to erect something as tall as the Empire State Building on a very small footprint. To the developers, these super towers represent a brighter economy. For people down on the ground, the picture is a little darker. NPR's Margot Adler reports that some people are upset about shadows cast over public spaces like Central Park.
Warren St. John takes me into Central Park near its southern border. It's a cold but sunny afternoon. He says he first noticed the shadows when he took his daughter to a playground near where we're standing. On a beautiful fall day with blue skies, it suddenly became chilly. All the parents zipped up their kids' jackets and hurried off. He looked up.
And that's when I realized the sun was behind this new building I'd never paid much attention to. But what really got me was about 6 months later, I was at a playground a mile north of here. And the exact same thing happened. I looked up and it was the same building.
We came out to look for shadows. And at 2 p.m. we find a large one from a tall, thin building still under construction.
Right now we're walking into the shadow of 157, which is currently the tallest building south of the park, but it will soon be dwarfed by another building 30% taller.
Most of these apartments, as you know, are being sold to foreign investors who have tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, who are not making this their primary home.
That's City Councilman Corey Johnson. At a community meeting that was held to address the rise of super towers and the reach of their shadows into the park. The developer of 157, whose shadow St. John and I were standing in when we were in the park, braved the hostile audience at the meeting. Gary Barnett, president of Extel Development.
The shadows cast by tall, slender buildings, which is what most of the buildings going up are very brief. Maybe they're 10 minutes in any one place and cause no negative effect on the flora or fauna of the park.
What's more, he says, the buildings are creating many permanent jobs in retail, hospitality, and construction.
And these are not minimum wage jobs. Many of the union construction jobs compensate between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. Upon salaries like this, our fellow New Yorkers can build a better life.
Warren St. John responds that each of these buildings might have 100 apartments, but 40 million people use the park. As we stand in the shadow of 157, he points to a row of empty benches in the shade.
Nobody's sitting in these benches, but over there, where the sun is, people are sitting and they're having a snack.
And it was true. Then we move to another area, where older buildings throw shorter shadows right next to an open area filled with constant sunlight.
And you see buds on the trees, but if you look just to the trees beyond them, there are no buds on those trees because that's where the shadows begin to fall from these buildings.
If it was just that one building, he says, you could kind of shrug it off. But he ticks off six or seven buildings that are going up right in this area. Central Park is landmarked and protected from development. But there is nothing to protect it from shadows from buildings outside the park.
Sunlight is the joy of what a park is.
Michael Van Valkenburg is a landscape architect who designed the tiny teardrop park near the World Trade Center. Surrounded by tall buildings, he wondered, would there be enough sunlight for a lawn? Experts analyzed how much sunlight would be necessary, and one of the architects actually lowered a part of a building under construction.
So enough sunlight came in, but everything was within inches of not working.
As to whether these shadows will stress trees and plants, he says the trouble with plants,
they die slowly. It'll be 5 years from now, and oh, why are the trees dying? It must be related to global warming.
Valkenburg believes there should be rules in New York about the right to sunlight in public spaces, as there are in the zoning laws of some other communities. As for Warren St. John, he's peeved that there was never any public debate about the super towers. They just happened.
Maybe at the end of that public debate, the public consensus might have been, well, the economic activity generated by these buildings makes it worth it. But we just never had the debate.
And at least for these buildings, it's probably too late. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.